Sneasels. Christopher Robin had weasels and sneasels. They bundled him into his bed. They gave him what goes with a cold in the nose, and some more for a cold in the head. They wondered if weasels could turn into measles, if sneasels would turn into mumps. They examined his chest for a rash and the rest of his body for swelling and lumps. They sent for some doctors in sneasels and weasels to tell them what ought to be done. All sorts of conditions of famous physicians came hurrying round at a run. They all made a note of the state of his throat. They asked if he suffered from thirst. They asked if the sneasels came after the weasels or if the first sneasel came first. They said, "If you teasel a sneasel or weasel, a measle may easily grow. But humour or pleasel, the weasel or sneasel, the measle will certainly go." They expounded the reasons for sneasels and weasels, the manner of measles when new. They said, "If he freezels in draughts and in breezels, then for theasels may even ensue." Christopher Robin got up in the morning. The sneasels had vanished away, and the look in his eye seemed to say to the sky, "Now, how to amuse them today?" A thought. If I were John and John were me, then he'd be 6 and I'd be 3. If John were me and I were John, I shouldn't have these trousers on. The Old Sailor. There was once an old sailor my grandfather knew, who had so many things which he wanted to do that whenever he thought it was time to begin, he couldn't because of the state he was in. He was shipwrecked and lived on an island for weeks, and he wanted a hat and he wanted some breeks and he wanted some nets or a line and some hooks for the turtles and things which you read of in books. And thinking of this, he remembered a thing which he wanted, for water, and that was a spring. And he thought that to talk to he'd look for, and keep, if he found it, a goat, or some chickens and sheep. Then, because of the weather, he wanted a hut, with a door to come in by which opened and shut, with a jerk, which was useful if snakes were about, and a very strong lock, to keep savages out. He began on the fishhooks, and when he had begun, he decided he couldn't because of the sun. So he knew what he ought to begin with, and that was to find, or to make, a large sun-stopping hat. He was making the hat with some leaves from a tree when he thought, "I'm as hot as a body can be, and I've nothing to take for my terrible thirst, so I'll look for a spring, and I'll look for it first." Then he thought, as he started, "Oh, dear, and oh, dear, I'll be lonely tomorrow with nobody here." So he made in his notebook a couple of notes. "I must first find some chickens, and no, I mean goats." He had just seen a goat, which he knew by the shape, when he thought, "But I must have a boat for escape." But a boat means a sail, which means needles and thread, so I'd better sit down and make needles instead. He began on a needle, but thought, as he worked, that if this was an island where savages lurked, sitting safe in his hut he'd have nothing to fear, whereas now they might suddenly breathe in his ear. So he thought of his hut, and he thought of his boat, and his hat, and his breeks, and his chickens, and goat, and the hooks for his food, and the spring for his thirst, but he never could think which he ought to do first. And so in the end, he did nothing at all, but basked on the shingle wrapped up in a shawl. And I think it was dreadful the way he behaved. He did nothing but basking until he was saved.